It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
I don't think many people know what spice cumin is anymore.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan, specializing in linguistics. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Rena.
Well, our listeners have very sharp ears, and when something bothers them, well, they write to you, don't they, Ann? So this week's annoyance, the pronunciation of certain words. Now, I am a big fan of Mexican food, and one of the key spices is cumin, but not everybody says it that way. There are a lot of variations, Ann, and which one is correct?
Well, I had someone email me with exactly that question and said, please help me. Is it cumin or cumin? I myself have always been a cumin speaker, but I started hearing some very good cooks I know say cumin, and that made me feel very insecure and wonder if perhaps I'd been mispronouncing the word
a cumin
this whole time.
Speaker.
So I went and looked it up, and most standard dictionaries will give you both cumin and cumin as standard pronunciations. American Heritage specifies that historically the word was pronounced cumin. The word goes all the way back to Old English. The American Heritage surveyed their usage panel in 2012, and only 15% of the panel said that cumin was still an acceptable pronunciation. I have to say I was surprised that even 15% thought it was acceptable.
Yeah, I've never heard it said that way.
I haven't either, and I don't think people would know what you were talking about.
Yeah. Another of those words is harassment or harassment. What are your thoughts on that one, Ann?
I got another email about this one from a listener who really does not like the pronunciation harassment and said, I'm hearing this new pronunciation, and I think it's terrible. Here's the thing. That's actually the old pronunciation.
Really?
The new pronunciation is harassment. So historically, the stress was on the first syllable, harass and harassment. In American English, the stress started moving to the second syllable. And over the course of the 20th century, that pronunciation has become the most common. Again, American Heritage has been surveying their usage panel on this. In 1987, the panel split 50-50. 50% said they liked harassment, 50% said harassment.
You know, it's funny. When I use the word, I'll say harassment, but I'm always thinking harassment sounds so much more refined.
Yes, well, but now that would be the minority pronunciation. 2013, the usage panel, only 10% preferred the stress on the first syllable.
Well, we now rejoin our regularly scheduled program, or is it program? This one has crossed your path as well, hasn't it?
This has been one that I have been noticing around me, including by NPR commentators. I myself am a program speaker, but I'm hearing a lot of program.
And right, wrong?
Again, standard dictionaries will now provide both pronunciations. I have a feeling program may be on its way in.
Yeah. Well, I think we should keep the emphasis on the gram. Thanks so much, Ann.
Well, I've enjoyed this program.